Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the President of the United States provoked a great surprise. Riding 10 hours on a train, the 80-year-old chief executive stunned a lot of people by showing up in Kyiv. Kyiv, of course, at the very center of a war zone. He was there striding together with President Zelensky, telling Ukraine that they can count on us, that we will do whatever it takes. This has led one member of Congress to say that it's time for nations, for states to secede from the Union. Yeah, that's right, because this particular member of Congress believes that the President of the United States has put Ukraine ahead of America. Who is it who takes that position? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also get to the latest earthquake in southern Turkey, where a magnitude 6.3 aftershock struck. This is after a massive earthquake killed at least 40,000 people in Turkey and Syria. And there is also a new plan, talk about earthquakes, to take a group of children's classics, by the way, which I've always thought to be overrated. I'm not a great fan of Roald Dahl, but with James and the Giant Peach and Willy and the Chocolate Factory and the whole production from Roald Dahl has been rewritten. Why? For the sake of political correctness. But it's a very, very strange selection of changes they've made. It's like they don't like the term fat. And because that might hurt people's feelings, we will get to the rewriting of children's classics. And speaking of children's classics and a horror story, North Korea launched two ballistic missiles into waters of the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. This is of great concern to Japan in particular. We will be speaking about this with Gordon G. Chang a little bit later in the program. We are also going to be speaking with Mark Oppenheimer about one of the biggest problems with American education, which is phones on campus and in classrooms. And we will be talking to Wilfred Riley, one of the great black conservative African-American scholars, who basically says that the entire story we've been hearing about an explosion of mass shootings across the country is overstated. It's misleadingly estimated. But here's a stunner in terms of some numbers. A record 6,542 guns in 2022 were intercepted at U.S. airport security. Can you believe that? I mean, you can do the math. That's like five guns a day. No, it's much more than that. It's more like 20 guns a day. And the idea that that there are that number of people who are trying to take guns onto airplanes, what is going on? Let me tell you something else that's going on. It is President's Day, and we have a flash sale, a President's Day sale. It will only be going on for a couple of days. It's a sale where you can order the complete Medved History Store library. This is with full narratives about the Revolutionary War in great detail, about World War One and World War Two. The history of Middle Eastern wars and the real origins of Middle Eastern wars, and of course portraits of our greatest and some of our not so great presidents. And how do you know the difference? There's a particular because one of the February birthdays for a great president was Ronald Reagan. And we have a particularly popular and important what was so great about President Reagan. And what's so great about the sale is that for this flash sale, it's 75% off. This is over 100 hours of fascinating storytelling about our republic. And it's available at 75% off, which is the most ever. All you need to do is go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com, and you can get it on flash drive or on USB, either one. Don't forget to take advantage of our flash sale. There's more about on President's Day, the longest lived of all our presidents, Jimmy Carter, who has had one of the most, well, he's had one of the lengthiest post-presidencies of anyone, because he has already outlived any other president. And he's 98 years old. And for years and years, John Adams, who died at age 90, and Herbert Hoover also died at age 91. They were the two presidents who had outlived everybody else. But then Gerald Ford lived for a long time. Ronald Reagan lived for a long time, even though he was suffering at the end of his life when he was quite sick and he wasn't entirely himself. Jimmy Carter. And it is, I think, amazing and notable. He has turned himself into hospice care. They are basically telling the public that his wife, Rosalind, who's 95, they have been also had the longest, by far, presidential marriage. They've been married for 70 years, more than. And that bit of news... I guess it's amazing to think about aspects of President Carter, and at a time like this, when he is in his, according to all reports, his last days, do you remember that when he was a candidate for president in 1980, he was the last Democratic candidate for president of the United States to win most of the southern states, and he did. And that's why he won the presidency. It was a very close election against Gerald Ford. But for Jimmy Carter, it was a novelty for him to talk about being a born-again Christian. And it was one of those things that there were many people in the country who didn't even know that phrase, didn't know what that meant. And for Jimmy Carter to be an evangelical, and then when you look at some of the candidates today, and you compare them to Jimmy Carter, he had given an interview with Playboy to try to get the idea across that, yes, he was an evangelical, yes, he was a Sunday school teacher, yes, he was a very deeply religious man of God who knew his Bible quite well, but he confessed to Playboy that even though he had never done anything, God forbid, to betray his wife, he had lusted in his heart. And you remember what a huge deal that was? And then you look at even some of our favorite political figures among the evangelical community and some of the leaders of the evangelical community who have, since that campaign for Jimmy Carter, the first campaign, which was 1976, the year of the centennial, well, it's changed. The standards aren't the same. When we come back, a few notes from Biden in Kyiv. And he seems to be the president, 80 years old, seems to be enjoying the idea that he can still surprise people a little bit. And no, this is not a daring, dangerous mission that he's on, but there is some risk. And what did the president say? Why did he make the trip? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Let me say that I'm filled with admiration for you,
Michael Medved.
And deep gratitude for you,
Michael Medved.
Thank you very much.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Biden in Kyiv after his 10-hour train ride. I mean, I know he loves trains. We know that the President of the United States loves those trains. Not the ones in Ohio, necessarily, but generally he loves that mode of transportation, and he loves the idea of surprising people, basically announcing to the press corps that was following him literally at the last minute when they were leaving from Poland, where he had been scheduled to go to this unscheduled trip to Ukraine. And not everybody is pleased with this, and that brings us to our tweets of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
This is the all-but-announced candidate for vice president, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has said that, yes, she is eager to run with President Trump. Of course, President Trump would be committing another kind of political suicide by selecting her, but she tweeted today, this is incredibly insulting. Today on our President's Day, Joe Biden, the President of the United States, chose Ukraine over America while forcing the American people to pay for Ukraine's government and war. I cannot express how much Americans hate Joe Biden. And then there's also this from Marjorie Taylor Greene. We need a national divorce. That's always a lovely, lovely words to hear. We need a national divorce. We need to separate by red states and blue states and shrink the federal government. Uh-huh. Everyone I talk to says this. Marjorie, you should get out more and talk to other people. From the sick and disgusting woke culture issues shoved down our throats to the Democrats' traitorous America last policies, we are, she says, we are done. That's what we were looking for, just we are done. And she is done with her her contributions in the world of Twitter. Look, the one thing that you remember on President's Day, and President's Day, of course, was sort of an attempt to throw together Lincoln's birthday, which used to be a separate holiday, and Washington's birthday, which used to be a separate holiday. Washington's birthday is actually on the 22nd of this month, and Lincoln's birthday on the 12th. And one of the things that the idea of a national divorce, most divorces don't go smoothly. I mean, that's just the nature of things. Sometimes, every once in a while, people may have an unusually genteel kind of split. But the idea that it would shrink the federal government, and the problem, of course, with all of this, and this was something that was very much on Lincoln's mind, Lincoln and his Secretary of State, William Henry Seward, believed in the United States' role in the world. And Seward made that particularly clear because he continued to serve as Secretary of State for nearly another 4 years after the war, after the Civil War was won. And the idea that separating red states and blue states would increase the United States' role in the world, which is part of the reason I think that America exists. And most Americans believe that. And by the way, it's very clear the overwhelming majority of Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, led by Kevin McCarthy, led by Steve Scalise, led by the Republicans in the House and in the Senate, do support America's role in defending liberty against, honestly, the worst figure in world affairs since Hitler and Stalin, and somebody who greatly admires Stalin. And when you're talking about the cruelty and the savagery and the importance right now of all the leaders of the West. It's not just the United States. We're not isolated from our allies. Germany and the United Kingdom have also been very resilient and very focused on providing President Zelensky and Ukraine with the weapons and the help that they need to continue to defend their existence as an independent and democratic nation. Biden sat next to Zelensky in Kyiv in the kind of setting that you see when the U.S. president hosts foreign leaders in the Oval Office. They're both sitting in front of a fireplace, they're facing each other, and President Biden said this.
Presumptuous for me to say this, but I thought it was important that the President of the United States be here the day the attack began. Because as the President remember, I was warning the world that he was going to attack, I was certain of it. And I thought it was critical that there would not be any doubt, none whatsoever, about U.S. support for Ukraine in their war against the brutal attack by Russia.
Again, these words are important. This trip is important. And President Biden indicated he wasn't just speaking for himself. This is clip B.
For all the disagreement we have in our Congress on some issues, there is significant agreement on support for Ukraine. Because this is so much larger than just Ukraine.
And yes, it is. There is more, there's more coming up about the way that this is going to shape up as an election issue. Andy McCarthy has taken a pretty careful look at some of the many, 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 and there are about seven major fronts in the legal battles that President Trump is facing as his campaign proceeds. People have heard about the one in Georgia. There is a special prosecutor who's supposed to be looking at January 6th and President Trump's role, as well as the documents crisis. There is the question of the business practices of Trump and company. There's even that a lawsuit, defamation suit, involving the woman, E. Jean Carroll, who claims she was raped by President Trump. Oh, yeah, and then the hush money involving... All of that is pending. Do any of those legal cases matter politically? Will they matter as the presidential campaign goes on? We'll be talking to Andy McCarthy of National Review coming up.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says the U.S. will stand with Ukraine against Russia for as long as it takes. He made that statement during today's surprise visit to Kyiv. As long as it takes is also the phrase that Secretary of State Antony Blinken is using when it comes to helping the earthquake victims in Turkey. Now there's word of another quake in the region, coming in with a magnitude of 6.4. Brace yourself for another big winter storm set to blast the northern tier this week. Meteorologist William Churchill at the National Weather Service says the first bit of the storm arrives tomorrow and will head
straight across the northern tier of the U.S. with this first system midweek, and then a little bit later into the week, Wednesday, Thursday. That's when the main system will be kicking out of the Rockies into the Great Lakes region.
The TSA says its officers intercepted more than 6,500 guns at airport checkpoints last year. That's about 18 per day. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, it is President's Day today, and it's an interesting time to talk about two different presidents, one of whom is sitting in the Oval Office right now. Actually, he's sitting in Ukraine right now. He's sitting next to President Zelensky, or he was a couple of hours ago. And the other president that we think about this President's Day particularly is Donald J. Trump, who wants very much to return to the White House as an announced candidate. So we have two presidents potentially running against each other as nominees of the major parties. And Andrew McCarthy is a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He's an NR contributing editor. He's the author of Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. But he's also a former prosecutor and one of the sharpest legal minds in the country. Andy, with the grand jury and its redacted results, or its redacted report that was released last week, and with all of the ongoing cases that are being brought against President Trump, including by the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, including involving the documents at Mar-a-Lago and his performance during January 6th and much more, hush money potentially and perjury potentially. Is there a chance that the Trump campaign will be decided and the outcome of this election would be decided in a courtroom rather than by voters?
Yeah, Michael, I think, you know, if it came to that, I guess you could ask whether it would be decided at least at the indictment stage before it ever got to a courtroom in the form of a criminal trial. I mean, my own view of it, for what it's worth, is that, however you feel about President Trump, the Republican Party has to ask a serious question of itself about whether you want to take on the Trump baggage, which is going to change week to week. I mean, what you laid out sounded like a long laundry list of potential prosecutions. I only wish it was the end of it. We simply don't know how much more there will be. And, you know, some of that is obviously Trump's fault. He's engaged in some very questionable behavior. But the other dynamic here, which I think we have to face up to, is that most of these state prosecutorial positions around the country, whether it's state attorneys general or district attorneys, are elected political positions. And in Democrat-controlled states, it's a very popular position to take with progressive voters that if you elect me, I will use my power to go after Trump. Letitia James did it as the district attorney or the state attorney general in New York. And a lot of these progressive prosecutors who might potentially have, you know, cases that they could bring or at least imagine against Trump are going to be motivated for political reasons to do that. So this isn't even close to the end.
So let me ask you, one of the things that people are speculating about this morning, and I'm sure you've already pronounced judgment on this, but I hope you'll share it with us, is that one of the problems that Trump has, and it's a real problem, is that potential perjury charge and other charges surrounding the prosecution by Fannie Wallace, and who's the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia. Now, Georgia's not controlled by Democrats. It's Governor Kemp and most of the state government, and I think both houses of the legislature, are controlled by Republicans. But if the Fulton County, Georgia DA charges Trump, is there a chance he would be extradited from Florida? And is there a chance that Ron DeSantis would have to make some decision about whether they should extradite the former president?
Yeah, we have pretty freewheeling extradition between the states in this country, Michael, so you really can't. As a practical matter, you can't avoid prosecution by crossing state lines. And I don't think Governor DeSantis would have to get involved in that. That kind of thing happens all the time. I would point out, you're quite right to point out that the state of Georgia has a Republican government, but Fannie Willis is a very active and I think politically ambitious Democrat. In the Atlanta area in Fulton County, which raises the interesting question is, the only out for Trump if he gets charged there, other than trying to beat the case at trial, would be to see if the governor would pardon him. And I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for Kemp to pardon Trump.
You mean for Kemp to pardon Trump? Yeah.
Yes.
Of the various charges against him, I think they said that Michael Cohen was meeting with the Alvin Bragg office, which I believe is the same office you once worked in as a prosecutor, right?
Bragg is the district attorney, the state district attorney of Manhattan County,
right,
which is across the street from the United States Attorney's Office,
which is where you work.
Southern District of New York, or as we called it, the Sovereign District of New York, yes.
Right. So with all of this going on, which of these cases looks to you, if you were advising President Trump, which of the cases against him is most threatening of the several cases against him? It's not the documents case, is it? Or what would your guess be?
You know, this is an interesting question because I think the strongest case evidence-wise is the documents case. That's the cleanest one. I mean, it's you either, have classified documents or you don't. I don't really, to the extent people raise the fact that Trump could declassify documents, I don't think that's a defense to the charges, and I don't think there's any evidence that he actually did it. I frankly think there would be a bigger scandal if he declassified highly sensitive intelligence secrets so he could keep them as mementos. It would be almost worse than what he'd be charged with. But evidence-wise, I think that's the easiest case. The problem is it's now politically fraught because Biden has his own classified documents scandal, which is why I think you're seeing the rhetoric of the Democrats in discussing that case switching from the retention of classified documents to obstruction, which is the thing that distinguishes Trump's case from Biden's case. I think that may be too politically fraught to bring. So I think they're back to trying to make a January 6th case, which also has a lot of legal problems. And then the other thing you mentioned, Fannie Willis, she has talked about, you know, bringing a big conspiracy case. She calls it a racketeering case in some of the public commentary against Trump and a number of people who are connected with his campaign in Georgia. I would note that the reporting is that she is working cooperatively with the Justice Department, and ordinarily the Justice Department would not, if it could avoid it, allow itself to be beaten to the punch by a state prosecutor. If it's going to go, it would much prefer to go first.
And basically, do you think that they will make progress on this Jack Smith investigation of both the documents and then January 6th in time to have an impact on the struggle for the nomination?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, Michael, that investigation was pretty ripe by the time that Smith was appointed in November. And the fact that they're now talking about...
Can you stay for a moment to talk about saving America from default and the debt crisis?
Sure.
We'll be right back with Andy McCarthy.
The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show over the weekend, there was news from Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, former head of the Federal Reserve, somebody with a certain amount of credibility about what's going on with the U.S. economy, and a credibility to the extent that we may have a very big disaster sometime in June or July. If the United States defaults on the national debt, which is already skyrocketed. It skyrocketed under Biden. It skyrocketed under Trump. The national debt has been growing and growing and growing. And Andrew McCarthy, again, one of the sharpest legal minds in the country and a former prosecutor with the United States Attorney in New York. Andy is also, of course, a regular writer and a senior fellow at the National Review Institute and an NR contributing editor. What about this upcoming default crisis where, unless they actually figure out a way to raise the debt ceiling and to agree to that, that there could be real damage to the U.S. economy? You believe that that's true, don't you?
Well, I believe that if we were insane enough to default on our debt, yes, that would be a catastrophe. But I think realistically, Michael, we're not, the debt ceiling is going to be extended. And as people who are a lot smarter about the economy than I am point out, you know, the problem in the United States is not the debt ceiling, it's the debt, which, you know, as long as we continue to let it get out of control, is going to have a lot of, problems for us down the road. As you know, we're now on a trajectory to be at $50 trillion. It's like I can't even imagine that sum by, you know, within the next 10 years. My suggestion is, you know, we're not going to fix the debt in the debt ceiling fight. It's just not going to happen. The Republicans don't have the political heft to do that at this point, and they don't have the unity. There's not even agreement. I mean, the fact is, if you keep saying that entitlements are sacrosanct, then you can't really seriously address the debt problem anyhow. But I would suggest that they pick out a couple of things which are very strong issues, for Republicans and hold Biden's feet to the fire. Things like, for example, this completely illegal parole system that he has on the border, where he's letting illegal aliens into the country on this nonsense that he thinks he can issue a parole that acts like a visa that allows people to come in legally. It's completely lawless. You know, I think there's a few things like that that are like 70-30 issues in favor of Republicans where they should pick out two or three of them and make that be the deal for extending the debt ceiling. You're not going to fix the structural debt of the United States.
What about something on Biden's extremely dubious plans to forgive literally trillions of dollars in college loans?
You're totally right about that, because you could be on offense about spending with respect to that. Rich Lowry, my editor at National Review and my podcast partner, also pointed out over the last few days that Biden has issued this executive order on embedding woke ideology in throughout the processes of the federal government. That should be defunded. It's another thing that's like a 2-to-1 issue in favor of Republicans.
So is there any sign that there are some leaders in the House, which is where all this is happening, because that's the one branch of government right now that's controlled by Republicans? Are there any leaders in the House who are talking realistically about, yes, we will raise the debt ceiling, but meanwhile we'll do something about special programs that we can help to clean up or erase?
Yeah, I think the smarter guys are doing just that, Michael. The problem, I suppose, is when I was trying terrorism cases in New York, then judge, later Attorney General Mukasey used to always say that nothing in life happens without deadlines. So, and the older I get, the more I think he was right about that. So I do think people realize that that is the way that this has to be addressed, but I also think the way Washington works, until this is like a flat-out crisis, you're not going to get people to come to the table and make a deal.
When you look back, and I know you're one of those people out there who's old enough to remember it, when Bill Clinton had to deal with all of a sudden a very big, hefty, robust Republican majority in the House of Representatives under Newt Gingrich, they actually managed to make real progress, not with the debt so much, because the debt is just there, ugly, scary, what it is. But they did make progress with the deficit. Why is that so impossible to visualize with this combination of a Democratic president and a Republican speaker?
I think Clinton was a different kind of person. He was willing to pivot to the center. He also needed to survive, right? I mean, he was looking at a potential impeachment crisis where for a time it looked like he really could get impeached. But I think he was of a mind and of a constitution that he was willing to move in order to make agreements and get things done. So part of it is him, part of it was Clinton personally, and then I think part of it is just how toxic things are compared to, I think the Clinton years seem to me in retrospect to be the beginning of what we now have now, which is a really toxic tribal condition in Washington, but it wasn't quite so bad when Clinton was president.
Yeah, because it seems that Clinton did have to deal with, he actually was impeached, of course. He just was not thrown out of office. And But aside from that, he also had to deal with, Newt Gingrich was a pretty tough guy and clearly very driven to make the best deal he could. And you'd think that Biden and McCarthy could somehow put something together to make some progress in this regard. Are you convinced that we are going to have a Donald Trump Joe Biden rematch?
No, I'd be surprised if either one of them is the nominee.
Oh, that's music to my ears.
Yeah. I don't think Trump is electable nationally, and I think Republicans will eventually have to not only face that, but realize that they have a pretty strong bench, so that's not so bad. And I just think, you know, Biden at this point just looks, you know, no matter what I think of him, it's just at this point his advanced age, and he just looks overmatched for the job. And I can't believe that we're at a point where we would elect somebody who would be, you know, 86 or 87 if he survives the second term.
Listen, I think you're right. I certainly hope you're right. Who do you expect would be the alternative to Joe Biden for the Democrats?
Oh, I don't know. I think obviously you have some governors who are very interested in jumping in. I've always thought that Senator Klobuchar, who I really thought the Democrats might get around to nominating the last time around, I still think she's running and is trying to position herself as a plausible alternative if Biden can't go. So I think it'll be a very interesting 18 months or so.
Yeah, it should be. And you're not looking to the vice president as the next Democratic standard bearer.
Well, I think her numbers are worse than Biden.
They are.
But on the other hand, Michael, if something were to happen to Biden, which is not inconceivable, I'm not talking about the ultimate thing, but if something happened to him so that he couldn't serve any longer, then she's the president. And I think if she were the incumbent president, we would be thinking about her prospects a lot differently than we're thinking about them now. And that's, I can't dismiss that because it's not an inconceivable scenario.
No, you're entirely correct. Look, it is a much more wide open, it seems to me, race on both sides, and I'm glad to see we agree on this. Andrew McCarthy, you can read his latest columns, which are fascinating. They are wide-ranging. They are always astute and always highly relevant. Coming up, Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor at Kentucky State University, and a leading black conservative scholar. And he takes a look at the epidemic that we're told we have right now of mass shootings. Is it really at the crisis level that the left suggests? What's the distortion that you often hear about that in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.